Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's episode of Millionaire Mindcast. I've got an amazing and special guest for you guys today, a mentor, a friend of mine, Mr. Christopher Ryan. He is the current CEO of GoBundance, the mastermind group that I'm sure many of you at least have, who have been listening to the show for quite some time, have probably heard me say time and time again, and just how impactful this mastermind group, this organization, these mentors, these peers, these people have been in not only transforming my business, my bank account, my lifestyle, but more importantly, the person that I've become and grown into, the husband, the father, the friend, the leader, the philanthropist, humanitarian, so many different parts of what you guys get to see and hear, at least through the podcast, and many of you who've known me or met me in person, has been shaped by GoBundance. So I wanted to bring on Chris, being that not only is he someone who's had successful exits in big businesses, he also has led and run what at least I have found to be the top high net worth mastermind group and organization in the world in Tiger 21. And he left that organization to come over and take the reins and lead the way at GoBundance, which is the mastermind group that I've been a part of for about 7 years now. And we really dug into some amazing things, being that there's so much wisdom and so many pearls and gems in Chris's story, the foundation in which he feels his success was built on, that his parents taught him, lessons that you can either adopt or share with your kids, your family members, your employees. We talked about this importance of work ethic. We dug in around risk and reward and when is it time to take those risks versus the rewards that may be out there or may not necessarily be worth that. We talked about his networking tips. If there's somebody that is as connected and as purposeful and intentional about networking as Chris is, I want to meet him because this guy is world class at what he does in that front. We talked about the importance of how to handle fear and insecurities, especially when you're trying to get around big people and big opportunities, but maybe you're just not quite there yet. How do you grow into those and thrive and step up to the plate in those situations, knowing that everybody deals with those circumstances in their own journey? I really loved the insight that he shared there. We talked about this idea of carefrontation, accountability, the importance of having these people, and how do you find these individuals in your life? What does that look like? And we dug into and broke down just the overall evolution of masterminds. What is a mastermind? I think many people know what it is, but they don't necessarily know how to get the most out of them, what they should expect in them, how to show up in those environments, how to get the most out of those experiences. And so we really dug into every aspect of GoBundance today, shared some really cool, fun, exciting stories. We talked about a lot of leadership characteristics and traits that I know many of you can pull out and bolt on to your tool belt as you go out there and build big businesses, build families, build communities, friendships, whatever it may be. There were so many gems and wisdom dropped in today's episode. So I'm really excited for you guys to enjoy this episode with Chris. Before we do, if you're new to the show, welcome. As always, every single week on the Millionaire Mindcast, we talk about all things wealth building, building a rich and fulfilling life, knowing that it's different for everybody. So we like to pull different parts and pieces from other individuals' journeys. We like to talk about real tactical, you know, strategies, you know, frameworks, tools and resources that can help you on your wealth building journey. And we like to create the space through thought-provoking conversation for you to go in and do the work, to pull what resonates with you and integrate into your world, to maybe give you something to think about that may not be part of what has been in your, viewpoint moving forward. And most importantly, just to challenge you and to force that uncomfortable growth that we know is going to unlock so many great things in your life. So if you're new to the show and that resonates with you, I encourage you to hit that subscribe button. so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. If we're not connected on social media yet, all my handles are the same across all platforms, official Matty A. I love connecting with all of our listeners on the show. If you get any value from what we talk about, all we ask is that you leave a review in iTunes that helps us organically spread this message and connect and share it with so many other people, as well as just post this on social media. Tag me, tag our guests, let them know something that you appreciated or loved about this episode. And with that being said, we invite you to come back each and every week. The YouTube channel has a lot of content as well, so be sure to check that out. And if you haven't shot me a text and said what up yet, you can actually connect and communicate directly with me. This is not a one-way street. I love hearing from you guys as well. Guest suggestions, questions, what you're up to, all the amazing wins you're having, maybe some of the struggles that you're having as well. And you can text me at 844-447-1555. Be sure to check out therichlifestore.com for all the amazing freebies, tools, resources that we have there. Anything that we talk about in today's episode will be at millionairemindcast.com on Chris's episode in the show notes. So be sure to check that out as well. With that being said, let's not waste any further ado. Let's dig in with my man, Christopher Ryan, CEO of GoBundance, right after this quick message from today's show sponsor. Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. Well, I'm excited to welcome into the show my brother, Mr. Christopher Ryan. How we doing, man?
Hey, it is so good to be here. And honestly, I'm smiling like a Cheshire cat right now because of what I suspect is in store for both of us.
Yeah, we're definitely, anytime we get together and have some conversation, you know, it's going to be purposeful. It's going to be fun. It's going to be thought provoking. And, you know, I know people that have listened to your bio in the intro have a little color on who you are, but I really want them to understand the full scope of your badassery and just how amazing your journey has been to where you're at today. The now CEO of GoBundance, you ran Tiger 21, one of the top mastermind high net worth groups in the entire country. You're taking GoBundance to completely new levels. And there's always, you know, stepping stones. There's breadcrumbs along every trail and journey that I always feel provide great insight and wisdom for people that have aspirations and inspirations to be achieving some of those same things. So where did your, let's just say, entrepreneurial trail and journey begin?
So thanks, Matt. So grew up with pretty humble means in New York. And as a child, there were three things that my parents instilled in me that I think have served me well throughout my life. The first thing is education was absolutely critical. And without using these words, my parents believed that the return on investment for education was infinite. So highly educated, highly read from a young age. Second thing is I come from a very athletic family. My father was nationally ranked in tennis, and as such, exercise and health was a cornerstone to our learning, our developing, our growing up. And then the third thing is I come from a family that was pretty religious. And so we were in church 5 to 6 times a week. And probably more than anything else, the religious education that I got has allowed me to kind of release my ego and go into situations where I feel underqualified or ill prepared, but based on a pretty strong Puritan work ethic that I had instilled in me as a child, I've just been able to work through stuff that in hindsight, I'm still kind of scratching my head or wondering why that went as well as it did. So those three things, the tennis, health, the education, learning, and the religious upbringing all kind of blended to give me a pretty solid foundation in terms of pursuing my entrepreneurial interest.
That's amazing. It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes that one of my early mentors told me. He goes, you know, more than 90% of life is just being dumb enough to believe in yourself and smart enough to take action and execute every day. And I look at knowing your story, and Chris did a really cool thing at the most recent GoBundance event, which was read your own obituary. And that was extremely, eulogy. And that was extremely powerful to kind of see you play back your life through your own eyes of what has already transpired and also what you're working on continuing to create for yourself. Where did the confidence in your ability to just figure it out and execute and take action come from? Was that something that was innate and natural, or was that something, and is that something you think can be cultivated in people who maybe don't feel like they have the confidence they need to achieve the success or accolades they want in life?
Yeah. So you're giving me way more credit than I deserve in full transparency. It's not confidence. And there are more times than you could imagine where I deal with fear, uncertainty, feelings of inadequacy, like, as an example, reading that eulogy. So in that room of about 180 folks, and then, as you know, there were probably another 30 or so folks that were watching it via streaming, there were two people that had heard that before. The rest of that room, it was completely new. And candidly, I had no idea of how that was going to go. But what I have learned through mentors that I've had in life is if you're not willing to take risks, you're not willing to achieve rewards. So from, you know, running Bible studies when I was younger, and typically was always the guy who was youngest in the room, playing in tennis tournaments and having every expectation I was about to get my ass kicked and pleasantly surprising myself by not, to starting businesses. My first business I started, I was 17 years old. And as I mentioned in my eulogy, you know, fear and desperation can be a pretty strong motivator.
Yeah.
So at the ripe old age of 18, my parents told me that there was no more money for college, there was no more money for living expenses, and that I was completely on my own. And it's at times like that, as you well know, that you find out who you truly are and what your metal is made of. Because as we all know, when things are going well, it's easy to coast. Typically, it's when your back's up against the wall, when you're facing some form of adversity, that you find out who you truly are. And the measure of my contribution to this world is not based on the successes that I've had. Candidly, the successes oftentimes were the byproduct of overcoming some form of an obstacle in my path. And candidly, I've just failed forward enough times so that when you look back at it, it looks like the string of successes, but oftentimes there are a lot of stress, fear, hard challenge points along the way that are easy to ignore. But candidly, at least in my life, that's where I feel I've done some of my best learnings.
Yeah, I agree. I look back on being expelled from high school, getting arrested, family members tragically dying. And
And then I look at all the great successes that often that's really only what people see. And I go, man, those didn't really teach me a whole lot. It was all of those dark times that really created space for me to do work that I knew I had to do in order to get out of those moments. And I know a lot of people struggle with the fear. They struggle with, you know, the inability to act. And I'm curious, in moments in the past and how you engage with fear and that narrative and the physical responses and actions that you take, what is your framework in how you engage and dance with fear and these doubts and these inadequacies for those that struggle with that same thing?
Yeah, so I learned a long time ago. It's a really good question. I learned a long time ago that I got to make fear my friend, right? And I have to embrace fear. And the first thing to do is to think, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? So let me give you a perfect example. So I started my career with Tiger 21 in January of 2013. And as you may know, Tiger 21 is a peer-to-peer learning group that focuses in the ultra-high net wealth space. Average net wealth of one of my members when I was running Dallas or Austin or Puerto Rico was probably about $100 million. And when I first rolled into this room, I realized a few things. First thing is I was the least financially successful person in the room. That's a fact, Jack. Second thing I realized is in terms of investment and financial accomplishment, I was also the least savvy, least experienced, clearly the least prepared. So if I simply tried to continue down the path of what my predecessor had done, I was probably doomed to failure. And the fear and the feelings of inadequacy in that situation was really, really high.
Yeah.
But then I thought about, okay, so all of these guys are insanely successful. They are kings of their own kingdoms. They've built their fiefdoms. They have their empires. They have, you know, everything you can imagine and then some. But as you well know from conversations we've had and the way that I show up with GoBundance, life is not about simply achieving success. Candidly, I think that's selling all of us, myself included, short. I believe that life is all about driving significance and mastery into our lives. And what's interesting, and as you can well appreciate, for folks that have become ultra successful, typically it's come at a cost.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's their health. Maybe it's friendships. Maybe it's focus on things that are outside of the almighty dollar that have been neglected. But there typically is something that's missing, not on the success front, but rather on their focus and their journey to significance. And whether you realize it or not, all of us are on a journey to significance. Because if we don't have family, if we don't have relationships, if we don't have our health, if we don't find a greater purpose than simply chasing dollars and cents, man, what is this life worth living for? And so what I realized and what brought me back to the Bible studies that I did when I was younger is if we change the dial and the metrics of my Tiger 21 meetings in terms of helping people achieve their significance, then you're in my sweet spot. That's the world that I like to play in. And that was a shift that I did back in 2013. And I think because of it, most importantly, all of the members that I worked with over the course of those 8 years walked away feeling like not necessarily they were a richer person, but probably that they were a better, more fulfilled, more happy, more satiated, more significant person.
I love that. It reminds me of the speaker that we had at the event, Dr. James Doty, and his quote, I've got it hanging up in my office now, success isn't chasing after something, success is who you are as a human being.
You got it.
And that quote just resonated with me on so many levels because, and I know a lot of our listeners can relate to this, when I got invited to the David Osborne's house, you know, of the world, I felt very insignificant. I felt very imposter syndrome. And it is almost one of those things where you have to be confident enough in yourself to know that you deserve to be in that room because there's some kind of value that you can create. There's so many great opportunities that you can learn and grow from. But at the same time, there's that feeling of this guy is all the way up here and I'm all the way back here. And so I love that you kind of put that in a little bit more of a relatable perspective, because I look at someone like you who I look at as a world-class networker, a world-class teacher, a world-class learner, listener. And I know that that's been an accumulation of years and years and years of just practice, of humility, of discipline, of putting in that work. And I think it's important for people to remember that that kind of success is not created in the microwave. It's created in the crock pot, right? It's lots of ingredients that have, you know, been molded together and taken time to create something really sustainable, really enjoyable, really worthwhile. And I love that you framed it that way. Tell me a little bit more about how you got into this world of masterminds, being that that's really kind of before the word got sexy and exciting and you heard more and more of it. You were kind of like paving the way in this space. So I'm curious, how did you come across it and what were your initial thoughts? And why did you get into the space?
So I discovered in my late 20s that my purpose in life was to help others achieve significance in theirs. And if you recall from the eulogy that I read, I shared with you that in 1996, I heard a guy named Bob Buford speak. He wrote a book called Halftime, which is all about man's transition from success to significance. And that's so wrapped itself around my soul that I felt compelled to reach out and see if this guy would mentor me. Coincidentally, he happened to be in Dallas, Texas, where I was as well. I was running a number of businesses at that point in time, but this felt like something that was a calling, that there was no choice. I felt absolutely compelled that I needed to learn more about this man, his platform, what he was doing, and how he was pouring into all of these people that he affected through this book. So I spent about 6 months trying to get on this guy's calendar. And the answer for the first 5 months was no, 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 no. Thankfully, I befriended his secretary at the time, a woman named BJ Engel. And I think more than anything else, BJ just took pity on me because she was tired of being the gatekeeper to say no.
Hey, got you in the door, right?
Oh, man. I will take pity and mercy all day long. So I wound up grabbing a coffee with this guy, and I could tell three things. I could tell, first and foremost, he was insanely busy. I could tell, number two, that his success was extreme. So imagine being 26 years old. The guy's probably mid to late 50s at that point in time. He has two or three secretaries to get into his waiting room. And, you know, clearly I was so far out of my league, it wasn't even funny. And he asked me what he could do to be of service to me. And I said, actually, I have no idea of why I'm here other than I feel compelled by this book. And if I could just listen and learn from you until I could be able to speak as eloquently and as soulfully as you did in this book, that to me would be a mission that I could carry for the rest of my life. And I'm giving you the short version of it, because I clearly fumbled in my words when I spoke with him. But he also decided that there was enough of a spark of something inside of me to allow us to get together. And we started what was almost a three and a half year journey before he had a stroke. And then we couldn't connect anymore because he was in recovery. But for about 3.5 years, we sat down once or twice a month. It was either coffee. There was a La Madeleine French restaurant bakery in Dallas that we would go to, and we would just sit down and talk. And literally, I think more than anything else in terms of being able to do the work that I did, fast forward to 2012 with Tiger 21, the work that I've done with a litany of different charities that I've been involved with, and for sure the work that I'm lucky enough and grateful enough to now be doing for GoBundance, if not but for those 3.5 years, I don't think I'd be nearly as prepared or as experienced in being able to offer myself and my talents and my gifts in the leadership, in the vision, in the strategy, in the execution of what I'm now doing for GoBundance.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I want to give people some insight into what I believe you've mastered in a very, I don't even know if you would consider yourself a master at this, but your ability to connect and network with people and close the gap really quickly in a very genuine and authentic way, might I add. I think that is a skill that I believe, just for myself, my own experiences, has opened up so many gifts in life, not only financial abundance, but more so people teaching me how to be a better dad, how to strengthen my marriage, how to give me one little tip or strategy or tool that could tweak the trajectory of my business. And so I'm a big believer in networking. That's why I've been a part of GoBundance for almost 7 years now, been part of other groups and networks and all kinds of stuff. But I'll be honest, and I don't think I've told you this yet, there's not too many people that I've looked at, and I say this humbly, looked at and said, that guy is a world-class networker and I got to know what's his secret sauce, like what he does. I like to study and usually it's not a silver bullet, right? But with that being said, what has been, in your opinion, your ability to connect with people so quickly and add value and create true meaningful friendships? What has that framework or strategy looked like for you? Is it just natural or is there a method to your madness?
So I think I might have some innate tendencies there, but I think there are a few things that kind of crystallize for me my ability to build real, sustainable, meaningful relationships with folks quickly. And it comes from three things. The first thing is I have unlimited curiosity to learn from people that I run across. And right. There's nobody that I can't learn from. There's nobody that I can't educate myself with. And that curiosity is genuine. There's no agenda. There's no hidden path. It's just a true curiosity to learn from folks. Yep. That's the first thought. The second thing is I get great joy and pleasure out of either connecting people with other people or being able to fulfill a need or a want from just listening and learning. I mean, you know the cliche. It's so much more important to be interested in others than to try to be interesting.
Yeah.
I learn nothing when I'm talking.
Right.
Right? And then the third thing that's critical is, you know, no different than the conversation that you and I had yesterday on the phone in prep for this call.
Yep.
If you remember, my opening line is, what can I do to make this successful for you? Because here's what I've learned. If you can help enough people achieve their success, this universe is fair. And you know, there are hardships and there are illnesses and there are things that would make it appear the other. And that makes sense. I get it. But generally speaking, I believe gratitude. I believe curiosity. I believe humility serve as almost like rocket fuel to build relationships. And as you heard when I spoke in Lake Tahoe, relationships are the ultimate form of currency and richness and fulfillment and satisfaction in my life. If we're not building relationships that are meaningful and that we can pour into others, they can pour into us, I'm convinced we're living a limited life. And you know, I as you heard, I prioritize relationships. I prioritize health, and I prioritize significance all above financial success, because at the end of my days, I'm not taking a New York nickel with me. No, my family has more than enough. My daughter has more than enough. They'll all be great. I'd much rather be the example of who the people that I love want to look up to, aspire to, and be than necessarily the Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah. And speaking of relationships, you know, I look back to the door behind the door, the handshake behind the handshake, and how, like you said, important and powerful, especially in the world we live in today, relationships are. You know, and you could probably speak to this better than I could, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, to be able to sit in a room full of CEOs across a bunch of different industries, intentional individuals living their life at the highest level, willing to share, willing to network, willing to give their trade secrets and, you know, their plans and roadmaps to success was, you just weren't getting that, right? And nowadays you have access to podcasts and books and mastermind groups. And I think back to, you know, my hack to success in life when people say, how have you been able to accomplish? And mind you, mine is relative to depending on who I'm talking to, right? But how have you been able to accomplish this or that in the short amount of time or whatever the question is? And I look back and go, you know, my secret for me, my life hack for being a better husband, my life hack for being a better dad, my life hack for being a better business owner, better investor, better, you know, humanitarian or philanthropist has been through masterminds. That's kind of been my secret to success. And so, it still feels like it's becoming more mainstream now, but it's still to a lot of people either taboo or just very confusing. So from someone who has crafted and created so much value in the mastermind space and world, as we get to enjoy it know it today and will get to enjoy and see it evolve tomorrow, what is in your mind's eye, by definition, a mastermind? And why are they so powerful?
So it's a perfectly framed question. So a mastermind group is a group of people that come together that first and foremost want to see each other succeed and have aligned character, value, moral, and ethical sets so that everyone comes from the same place. And everyone is rowing the boat in the same direction. So be it YPO, Vistage, I was part of a group called CEO NetWeavers, Tiger 21, IPI, Maverick, and the list just goes on and on and on. All of these groups have a strong sense of community or tribe. So that's the alignment that we talked about.
Yeah.
The accountability, especially in GoBundance, which I can't begin to tell you how much I love the accountability that we have for each other and the fact that our agenda is simple. I want to do whatever I can, Matt, as a GoBundance, fellow GoBundance member, to see you succeed in life. My ego is put aside. There's no hubris. There's authenticity. There's transparency. There's vulnerability. All of that shows up because in a really well-run mastermind, not only are we aligned on values, but we also serve as each other's personal board of directors. So in the culture of what we've created with GoBundance, I should be more concerned about your relationship as a husband, your relationship as a father, than the next business deal that you're going to look at. There's nothing wrong with focusing on the investments, focusing on the wealth, horizontal income, focusing on maximizing your financial capital in this world. But financial capital is one of many forms of capital. And if we're not talking about your intellectual growth, if we're not talking about your social, your human, your emotional, your spiritual growth, then you're a really unaligned bicycle wheel. So if you're crushing it on the financial success, but your relationships are in the shitter, you're struggling with your health, what are we doing?
Right.
So the gift and the blessing of GoBundance is the fact that we're not interested in you in one dimension.
Yeah.
You are a, you're a, you know, I would, I from what little I know of you, I would say that you would say you're a father and a husband first. Before you said you were an entrepreneur.
All day long.
Right?
Yep.
Because your children don't care about the next business deal. They do. They want to make sure that daddy's around, daddy's loving toward mom, mom's loving towards dad, and that you're raising them in a way that honors your family name and gives them the opportunity to be successful.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is all of us, myself included, when we're younger, it's so easy to jump on the hedonic treadmill and focus on success, success, success. What am I driving? Where am I living? Where are my kids going to school? All of that stuff is easy to get caught up with, especially in the society in which we live in.
Yep.
It takes some reflection to be able to get outside of that mindset and move and really kind of open up the aperture of your thinking around what does not just success, but what does significance, what does mastery, and how can a group like GoBundance or a mastermind group help me see my blind spots, help me be accountable to things that I'm not necessarily thinking about right now, and help me grow as a person, as a parent, as a spouse, as a child, and as a force in the community.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're all striving for. At least I hope we are.
Yeah. I think the conversation in this awakening of it's much more than just how many zeros and commas you have in your bank account. Because when I went to GoBundance, I was 25 is when I met David and Tim and Pat. I was 25. There were, I think, only 11 members in GoBundance. We're at how many members now?
I think we're at 425 for the men and about 50, 60 for the ladies.
Unbelievable. It's amazing. And, you know, I was 25. I just wanted to, I was going to be around a bunch of millionaires and 100 millionaires who can teach me how to make more money. And then when I saw that, that really was the common denominator that everybody shared, but it was not the focal point of the conversation. And there were a couple people in the room that were financial killers, but they were bankrupt in their relationships with their wife. They were estranged from their kids. They were fat and overweight. They didn't care about giving a dollar to charity or anything beyond something that was going to serve them. And I went, And then I saw the Davids and the Pats and the Tims, who were these whole life millionaires, and what GoBundance stands for, right? Which it's the financial freedom and horizontal income. Then obviously focusing on, it's great to make money, but genuine contribution. It's great to also be able to give it away and make bigger impacts without anything, you know, serving to you in return. Then it's great to be able to do that, but without your health, right? Your age-defying health is one of our pillars. Then we have bucket list adventures, creating epic experiences, memories, and moments with the people who matter most in your life. And the stuff like that, that doesn't show up on your P&L, right? In your balance sheet, but it's so much more rewarding in the return that you get on that for the rest of your life. Then obviously you have authentic relationships. How do I be a better husband and father? You know, better son, better leader and business owner. You know, all of the pillars that GoBundance stands for: extreme accountability, living life above the line instead of living below the line. To me, I felt so grateful that I got that at 25 years old. I'm now 32. I was somewhat kind of formed and shaped by these core values that the world doesn't necessarily have at the forefront of the conversation, right? And so that's where I think the real power of masterminds are, is you can read stuff in books, you can listen to stuff on podcasts, but to create a space where not only awareness through conversation and experience happens, but then to be given the opportunity to implement, integrate, do the work, and experience it firsthand yourself. Now you become a catalyst and a potential ripple effect, not only for you and your family, but for everybody that's in your wake. And that's where I think masterminds kind of create little ripples into tidal waves for people and communities and industries that go far beyond your balance sheet or your P&L. And so that's why I'm always, you know, shouting GoBundance to the moon, because I'm just grateful and I wish more and more people had access to this kind of stuff. And I know people listening to the show now are going to go, all right, I've heard you talk about GoBundance. Let's dig in a little bit in terms of, I'm curious on your perspective, being a part of so many different organizations and masterminds. Why is GoBundance a place you decided to call home?
So you've just answered that question for me, whether you realize it or not. So I've listened for about the last 60 seconds, and here's what I heard. I heard purpose in your delivery. I heard passion and excitement. I heard wisdom in what you've just said. You know, we talk about masterminds, and we'll talk specifically about GoBundance. The gift of GoBundance, when you boil it all down, is it accelerates you getting to a place that you don't even necessarily know you want to be. Mm-hmm. So at 25 years old, you could not articulate what you just said to me.
Yeah.
At 32 years old, you can articulate it now.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm here to tell you that the average person is probably in their late 50s or early 60s to be able to get to the place that you are at the ripe old age of 32. Mm.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So what GoBundance does, and the value and the gift that we should all be grateful for, it accelerates you getting, you know, David Brooks has a book called The Second Mountain. And I alluded to, in my introduction for my eulogy, I alluded to his 5-minute and 2-second TED video called, Are You Living for Your Resume or Your Eulogy? And what GoBundance gives is it gives an accelerated path to get you thinking at 32 what most people are thinking about at 60. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that you will be able to pour into your wife, pour into your kids, pour into your employees, your business partners, your friends, your parents, your siblings, in a way that is well beyond your years, my friend. And so the gift that keeps on giving is this accelerated life executive MBA program, if I can mix my metaphors for a second, gives you the opportunity to now be the beacon by which your family and your community can anchor on. Because you're 32 years old, you know, I'm 21 years older than you, but you're speaking like one of my Tiger 21 members. And the difference is, brother, is that you're 20 years, 25 years younger than the average person there. So what that does is that simply gives you more trajectory, more choice, more optionality, more opportunity for you to reach your own mastery and not have to have the battle scars and the landmine explosions that occur in a lot of people's lives.
Right.
You know, with my Tiger guys, absolutely loved them all, but they all had battle wounds, mm-hmm. and they all paid a price for their accomplishment. At 32 years old, given what you've just shared with me, my suspicion is that you're going to miss some of those landmines. You're going to dodge some of those bullets, and your momentum and your trajectory is just going to take you farther in terms of life mastery.
Yeah.
As well as financial mastery.
Right. It's a great, again, I just call it the life hack, right? Of avoiding the mistakes that others have already made before you. If you can be smart enough to listen, like you said, and, you know, make those adjustments and just be willing to check your ego at the door every single day, to listen, to implement. It's amazing what, you know, like David Osborne always says, is small things turn into big things over an extended period of time. So you just got to do those small things every single day. And I know that you're constantly doing big things in GoBundance, and you're also doing these little small things behind the scenes every single day to make the experience of the member, of the value, of the education, of the speakers, that much better. And I'm curious, what are you most excited about for GoBundance moving forward in light of everything this organization provides to all its members?
So that's an easy one. What I am most excited about is providing all of the GoBundance members as much choice as possible in this world that we call GoBundance. And here's why. Everybody's path is different. Your path is different than my path. It's different than the next GoBundance member's path, so on, so on, so on. You know, there was some really good learnings from what just went on in Lake Tahoe. There was some great constructive criticism. There were some attaboys. There were some oh shits and everything in between. Here's the gift. The gift is that we have really built momentum based on us creating a more significant environment for our GoBundance members to grow in. Yep. So what does that look like? That looks like the conference that's coming up in August, as you know, it's the 15th through the 19th in Steamboat, Colorado. We're going to have breakout rooms. We're going to have more GoBundance members talking to other GoBundance members. You know, the 728 program, the Bear versus Bull program, we're bringing back Go Talks. We're creating mastermind presentations where we will get some of the GoBundance members to actually speak on what their subject matter expertise is, in addition to bringing in some world-class speakers and luminaries and folks that you and I would know. And we're going to do all of this. The gift of the growth that we've had over the course of the last year is the ability for me to drive value, quality, and choice into the membership. So if you want to, you know, hear the latest expert on life hacks for sleep, or health, or longevity, or the psychology of money, Morgan Housel, who's already committed to being with us for 4 days, all of that stuff is available to you. If you want to hear the latest on Bitcoin from Dan Nunney, then you're going to hear from him. So what I am committed to is I am committed to creating as much value for GoBundance as I can. And then right behind that, making sure that all GoBundance members have as much choice and optionality to create, in effect, what is their own custom and bespoke
path. I love that.
Through GoBundance.
I love
that. That's what I'm most excited about.
That's amazing. I mean, it really is. It's a smorgasbord of value, right? Where based on what gaps you see, and that's the one beauty that GoBundance provides, is it really, you know, when you're a peak performer and you're always, you know, moving the needle forward in your life, you're going to see potential blind spots. But what GoBundance does is it really spotlights those blind spots when sometimes our ego says it's not there, right? And it allows you to customize the value you get that you need most when you need it in order to really make those significant changes and leaps based on where you're at in your journey. So I'm super excited about that. And guys, if you want to know more about GoBundance, membership, all the amazing trips. And mind you, when we do these events, you're not just like sitting in a conference room, you know, taking notes for 12 hours a day, like many conferences have you doing. We're doing bucket list adventures. I've been to Peru and hiked Machu Picchu. We've done Oktoberfest in Germany. We've backpacked in Austria. We've done Vietnam, Patagonia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It really is creating epic experiences and learning all at the same time. And you can't help but grow to love the people that you're experiencing these transformations with. It really is something unlike anything I've ever experienced in many other masterminds and events and conferences. So if you want more information, head over to gobundance.com. We'll have all the links at millionairemindcast.com in the show notes on Chris's episode. And anything that Chris has talked about that has a reference or a link, we'll make sure to link that up for you guys as well. Chris, you talked about something that I think is really important. I know it's high up on your importance list of things that you have to have as a part of your success and fulfillment and happiness formula. And that doesn't always mean that it's easy. Talk to me about your perspective around the importance of having accountability baked into your life. And let me just add one more follow-up to that is so many people understand what accountability is, but they don't understand how to fuse that to a person or to a framework. How can somebody create more accountability in their life to take their life to that next level?
So it starts with a simple question. Who cares most about you? So the answer that all of us should have is we do. Mm. Right? We care about ourselves. So the first form of accountability, I would say, is self-accountability. And here's something, here's a simple hack. This sounds so elementary, but boy, does it work. So Matt, let's assume that in 3 months' time, you wanted to drop 10 pounds, or you wanted to run a half marathon, or you wanted to reach a financial goal. The question is, do you care enough about your future self in 3 months that you want to gift him whatever it is that you needed to do to meet that accomplishment? So think of your future self state. Think of you, winning the race, losing the weight, whatever the case may be, whatever the goal is. And then think, okay, if I care enough about myself at that point in time, what do I need to do as an intermediary step? And the motivation is I care enough about me then to do what I need to do now. Mm-hmm. So that's the first form of accountability. The second form of accountability is clearly the people that you care about that care about you. So it may be a sibling. I have two younger brothers, and one of the best gifts that my parents ever gave was the friendship that I have with my brother Scott and my brother Gregory. Nice. And we would lay down in traffic for each other for all intents and purposes. And the one thing that we will not do is we will not let each other down. So from interventions that we've had in the past, not joking, to conversations where we commit to one another, come hell or high water. We're all super type A. We're all super highly competitive. And we believe that one of the ways that we show love to each other as men and as brothers is we give each other shit. And so, God forbid, I tell Gregory I'm going to drop 10 pounds by May 15th, and May 16th comes around and I'm down 9.5 pounds. That is a no win, right? And for the next 9 months, I'm going to be hearing about the fact that I look more like a weeble than he does. My point is, there are then those people around you that you care about, that care about you, and integrity matters. Your integrity to them, their integrity to you. The third form is an organization like GoBundance, where our culture is driven off of integrity, honor, accountability, execution, and fulfillment.
Yeah.
That those are our cultural norms. That's not something that I have, you don't, somebody else has a piece of. That is universal to the character set of the tribe and the family that we're building in GoBundance. And, you know, in a champions group, we make a commitment every quarter in terms of what we're going to accomplish by the next quarter. And good luck to you, Brother Bear. If you fall short on that commitment, you are welcome to do whatever you want to do. But when you're in the room with the 40 or 50 men that come together and we're holding each other accountable to it, you know, no one needs to say anything. It is clear that you either delivered or you didn't. And if you did, then we will celebrate alongside you. If we didn't, then you probably need to explain to yourself more than anybody else why you didn't achieve that goal.
Yeah.
And it's all done with a spirit of caring. Matter of fact, there's a term that it's not mine. I heard it before. It's called carefrontation. It's I care enough about you to hold you accountable and with respect to lovingly kick your ass if that's what it's going to take.
I love that. Because those kind of environments and relationships, that healthy friction, that key word there is healthy. It's good for you. It creates a healthy tension and stress that brings out sometimes the absolute best in us to step up. And I think what you said, the thing that to kind of reframe what I heard there was for those that feel like they're lacking accountability or that support, that, you know, healthy tension or carefrontation in their life, is the standards of who you surround yourself with may not be aligned with the outcomes and results you desire to get.
Well said.
I look at GoBundance and I go, the standard is this. Now, if you don't want to, you know, play at this standard, no worries, but this isn't going to be the organization for you, right? But the bare level bar and standard around accountability, doing what you say you're going to do, honor, integrity, all those things that you said, that's just part of what our core values and framework and environment are and stand for and expect. And anything above and beyond that, right, is endorsed and welcomed. But anything below that is, hey, we'll still love you. We'll still support you, but that's not welcome in this environment. So I think people have to take a look at not only, like you said, themselves or the people they're surrounding themselves with or the environments and organizations that they see themselves engaged with on, what is the standard? And if it's not to the level that you want to be performing at, then you might need to look at a different organization like a GoBundance, right? So I just thought that was a cool way that you said that, because it really is. It comes back to standards and not only what you hold yourself to, but more importantly, the environments and the people in those environments, what they hold you to as well. And I know for me, getting called out on my bullshit, having David Osborne hurt my feelings, you know, and say something that really I didn't like in that moment. Looking back, those were, no joke, some of the best conversations that created the most growth for me to improve and become better. And there were times where, you know, David would pull me aside and be like, hey, I was kind of hard on you. I feel kind of like an asshole, but dude, I care about you. I love you, man. I want to see you do better. I know you can do better. And those types of relationships and conversations can change the course of your life.
Yeah. So you're all over this. I would take what you say, what you just said, and I would say this. The purpose of GoBundance is to allow each and all of our members to be the best version of themselves that they can be, not just in business, but much more importantly, in all aspects of life.
Right.
We have a tribe of very successful men and women that care tremendously about seeing each other succeed. And all of us have blind spots that need to be shown under the light of reality. We all have insecurities and fears and challenges that have got us to where we are. Some need to be dispelled. Some need to be reframed. Some need to be celebrated. But at the end of the day, the gift of GoBundance is we will challenge you, support you, and champion you to be your best. Mm. That's it.
I love it. That is an exclamation point on that right there. All right. I wouldn't be doing our listeners service if I didn't ask about some, we always like to talk towards the end of the episode about wealth building, investing, what's exciting, what are you staying far away from? What are you seeing other people invest in terms of this investment arena that we kind of find ourselves in? It's very unique. opportunistic times, interesting times, risky, and depending on what you're going after, times as well. What are you paying attention to right now? And what has kind of been your bread and butter in terms of just wealth building, continuing to invest? And what does that look like going forward for you?
So horizontal income has not always been a focus of mine. It's actually been in the context of working with these masterminds that have really started to lean into that. So I am invested in everything from mineral rights to hotels. Most recently, as of about 4.5 years ago, I got into Bitcoin with my middle brother. I'm now looking at my first luxury home flip. That I'll probably be doing within the next 6 months. And I'm also looking at a number of investments right alongside GoBundance in terms of the investor spotlight, asset class expert, and some of the other deal flow that we are lucky enough to have with GoBundance. And so the opportunity here is to not only grow my horizontal income and my overall wealth, but to do it in the environment that I'm leading right now with respect to GoBundance. I don't think I could be in a better place at a better time with a better group of people, both staff as well as the membership of GoBundance. And so I wake up every morning insanely grateful for the gift that Pat, Tim, Mike, and David gave me to run this organization. And my promise is that I will do my best and I will be my best in leading and in running this organization for as long as I'm privileged to do so.
I love it. Well, we appreciate you sharing that, brother. And you mentioned something that we didn't even really touch on. One of the amazing values and benefits of GoBundance is our weekly investor spotlight, where we bring in startups, companies, investment opportunities, syndications, all kinds of cool stuff that people can invest in and get deal flow that they wouldn't have really had otherwise. So that kind of stuff is game-changing in the perspective of kind of passive lead gen and getting opportunities. Some you win, some you lose, right? Everybody's a big boy and big girl and discerning and making their own investments based on what their risk profile is. But just to even have that as an opportunity, you don't get that in every organization. Hey, let me put opportunities in front of you and see if this aligns with your wealth building goals and making you money. That's like unheard of.
You know, what's interesting and what are the areas that I think we as GoBundance have really excelled is I believe we are at 11 different virtual lecture series. So let me see if I can nail it. It is Investor Spotlight. It's Asset Class Experts. It's For Your Health. It's GoBundance Gives, it's Charity Spotlight, it's State of the Markets, it's the 7-8 program, it's the horizontal income, and we're now adding learnings from the dark side, and I'm missing one or two.
Man,
but all of these programs are geared towards pouring into the members around topics that they are most excited about. Yeah. You made a comment earlier today that I want to hold on to for just a second. Both of us talked about how it's through adversity and challenges and conflict in our life that sometimes we learn the best.
Mm-hmm.
There's a program that I unveiled earlier this year called Learnings from the Dark Side, which is all about how when you're facing bankruptcy, when you're facing divorce, when you're facing illness, that you kind of figure out who you are and you learn the most.
Yeah.
I had for the Champions event earlier, I had someone come in on a Zoom call. I believe this is too important for us to limit to any one facet of GoBundance. And I am in the process of standardizing this across all of GoBundance.
Love it.
And this will be yet another series that we roll out for the benefit of the GoBundance members. And one of the things that you also know is because we do a lot of these programs on Zoom, we're able to record these. And as a result, we're building, in effect, the GoBundance Video Vault. And for new members coming in, for alumni that may be returning, for old members that, you know, because of schedule and time and whatever's going on in their world, they weren't able to make it. I want to make sure that everybody has access to all of these learnings and that they can pick and choose, like they're going to a TED conference or an Aspen Institute conference. They can pick and choose what they want to see virtually.
It's absolutely amazing. And guys, we really didn't even get to touch on some of the stuff that is inside the GoBundance ecosystem. But if you get a little taste of what GoBundance is and who leads and represents it, and my brother, Mr. Christopher Ryan, you know that there is nothing but abundance and opportunity and so many amazing things that our community has to offer. So I wanted to bring Chris on, one, because I learn something every time I talk to him. Two, he always inspires me. Three, he challenges me. And four, he gets me fired up about the possibilities of what is to come. And I'm really grateful to have you as a leader, as a new friend, and somebody that I consistently get to call a mentor and learn alongside. So Chris, man, I just want to thank you for your time today, pouring into our Millionaire Mindcast community and all the amazing people that listen to this show looking for just one little nugget that might be able to change their life or transform their mindset, their body, their spirit, their bank account. And I think we covered a couple of those today. What do you think?
You know, here's what I know. I know that my energy level coming off of this call is probably double what it was stepping into it. And it was pretty high to begin. This has been a joy. This has been a pleasure. I love your energy, your intelligence, your framing of the questions. This has really been a gift to me, and I take it as such. And I just want to let you know that how much I am personally, as well as how much GoBundance is collectively grateful for your participation, your support, your evangelizing our platform. You know, I am beyond grateful to you for this time that we've shared together. I think GoBundance is a better organization because you're in it. We are lucky, we are honored, and we are privileged to have you in our group. And I hope that for the foreseeable future, me, the rest of GoBundance can continue to grow, and we can continue not only to make GoBundance great, but more importantly, we can help make all of our members great.
Yeah,
that's the goal. And you have done nothing but help us along that path.
Oh,
and
man,
for that, my friend, thank you.
Brother, thank you. That was, That was well received and very appreciated. So thank you so much. I know you got some exciting plans on the schedule today, so we're going to get you out of here on time, brother. Chris Ryan, thanks so much, man.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you share it with somebody else who maybe needs to hear this today or that could gain some value from something that was talked about or discussed in today's interview. You just never know, one piece of information, a conversation, a tool, a resource can completely transform and change the trajectory of someone's life or their business. So if you get any kind of value or you want to support the show, all we ask is that you help us organically get this in front of more people. Also, for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey and unlock more financial freedom, get more time back, and just level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing products and resources that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, courses from our guests, all kinds of free content, downloads, checklists, upcoming event info, and how you can connect with us live in person, all kinds of great valuable tools. You can get that over at therichlifeacademy.com. Last but not least, I always want to know, who do you guys want to hear me interview next? Let me know. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. With that being said, until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friend.